Jerry Bader Show, 9:36. I have to mention this quickly before we get into a topic we're going to spend a lot of time on and take your calls. Milwaukee Brewers, I think, won a big series, taking 2 of 3 from the Pirates after getting shellacked on Friday. Was it 15-5? Something like that. It was ugly. They then routed them 9-3, I think it was, on Saturday, and escaped, I mean literally escaped, with a one-run victory, 1-0 yesterday. And quite frankly, there was a critical call in the eighth where K-Rod threw ball 4, and it was called a strikeout. And the batter got ejected, Clint Hurdle, the manager, got ejected. It was a bad call. And I don't recall the situation it would have set up, but it would have set up the Pirates rather nicely. And Segura made just a spectacular play that would have at least brought in the tying run, and I'm thinking maybe even the go-ahead run. I don't remember right now. But that's what happens. When you're winning, you get those. In May, they were on the short end of some of those. They're, what, 11, 12 games? I think they're 12 games over 500 now. And, 12 games over 500, 5-game lead over St. Louis, 7.5 over Cincinnati. All of that means nothing. And this early, the margin, the five games in June, to me, still means nothing. The Cardinals are still just barely over 500. They're the only other NL Central team above 500, and they're only 2 games above 500. Cincinnati is 3 games below. Pittsburgh now 4 games below, and who cares about the Chicago Cubs? They're 10 games below 500, rather, 11 games back. I'm not a Cubs hater. I'm not. I actually have a fondness for them. But you can feel nothing but good about the Brewers right now. Oh, yeah. Yeah, the Giants are smoking. They're 22-9 at home. They've won 5 in a row. They're 20-12 on the road. 42-21. Yeah, they're playing 660 ball. They're cooking. Winning 2/3 of their games. They are smoking. To the surprise of no one, virtually no one, on Friday, federal judge Barbara Crabb in Madison overturned Wisconsin's gay marriage ban, striking down an amendment to the state constitution approved overwhelmingly by voters in 2006 and prompted an emergency action by the state to halt the scores of weddings that began in the state's two largest cities. It's an 88-page decision where U.S. District Judge Barbara Crabb ruled the prohibition on same-sex vows in the state violated the rights of gay and lesbian couples to equal protection under the federal constitution and fair treatment under the law. In other words, the Equal Protection Clause of the U.S. Constitution guarantees that anyone can marry whoever they want. Now, that's not what she said, but that is the practical impact here. What happened then, Dane County clerk, Milwaukee County clerk, started issuing marriage licenses to same-sex couples. Rock County is issuing them as of today. Here in Brown County, the clerk said, well, we don't exactly know what's going on. Crabb's decision is confusing, to say the least, because basically what she did, the ACLU brought this suit, and she's saying, well, it's unconstitutional. Now you need to tell me exactly what part of it do you want me to block? In other states, namely Utah, where this has happened, the decision has been stayed pending an appeal. I've read legal analyses of her ruling, which show really what has happened is Barbara Crabb has become the latest federal judge to strike down a state ban on gay marriage because she doesn't like it. Because she thinks gays, well, here's what she's doing. She's creating a constitutional right to gay marriage. That is something the U.S. Supreme Court didn't want to do when they overturned DOMA. They didn't go that far. Because this isn't about gay marriage. This is about marriage. Right now, you've got couples getting marriage licenses to marry same-sex couples in Wisconsin. That seems premature because we really don't know if her decision is going to be stayed. Some clerks are some county clerks are exercising discretion, judgment. Well, we're not going to just jump into this because we don't know what the rules are. We don't know the forms. The forms call for a husband and a wife. How does this even work? But I want to look big picture on this topic, and I want to get your thoughts on it. I have said this on the air before. I believe the battle, and it's not gay marriage, the battle over marriage is over. And conservatives have lost. Here's what's going to happen to this big picture, but it won't happen at least until 2015. In 2015, 2016 Supreme Court session, the U.S. Supreme Court is finally going to have to stop dodging this. And because of these state bans being overturned one federal judge at a time, the U.S. Supreme Court is now going to have to, they're going to be forced into this. Is there a constitutional right to gay marriage? What you've seen on this, as is often the case, to marriage. What you have seen, Justice Anthony Kennedy is going to be the deciding vote here. As he is on any number of issues, he's the swing vote. I believe Kennedy does not want to be on the wrong side of history on this, and I believe when these things get to the U.S. Supreme Court, bans on gay marriage are going to be struck down. Attorney General J.B. Van Hollen moving for a stay on the decision until it's appealed. That probably will happen, which will then further put the gay marriages in Wisconsin that have proceeded or the licenses since Friday in further limbo. Everybody knew Crabb was going to rule this way. It's just about every federal judge has. There are now enough state bans that have been struck down that the Supreme Court's going to have to take these up and decide. I believe, look, here's what I've told you I believe. I don't believe that the slippery slope arguments in this case are fallacious ones. This isn't about gay marriage. This is about marriage. And you cannot modify the definition of marriage a little bit. What I said I thought was going to happen, I still believe will happen. Polygamy is going to be deemed, any law against polygamy is going to be deemed unconstitutional. Adult incest. Laws against it are going to be deemed unconstitutional. You can't just open marriage to gays. You can't. It doesn't make any sense. And gays get offended when I compare them to those other groups. Why? Who are you to judge them? Who are you? Look, what is the gay rights movement arguing for? That there is no moral superiority to straight marriage over gay marriage, then why is there moral superiority to gay marriage over polygamous or adult incestuous marriage? What makes it normal where the other two are not? But set that argument aside, what is the legal underpinning for the constitutional right to same-sex marriage and not polygamous or same-family marriage? The answer is none. But the reality is, the way anyone who would question gay marriage is marginalized, ostracized, I think, is what's driving this. I believe the next time the U.S. Supreme Court takes this up, and it will be to take up these rulings on state bans, they're going to rule that there's a constitutional right to marry. I think we have lost. And I understand that J.B. Van Hollen has a responsibility to continue to try to defend the law of Wisconsin. I believe he will lose. I believe on appeal at whatever level, this is going to be upheld until it ultimately gets to the U.S. Supreme Court. Further, this complicates the gubernatorial election for Scott Walker. Scott Walker has tried desperately to walk a tightrope here and not even weighed in on whether he thinks Wisconsin's constitutional ban should be upheld. Walker and others, other conservatives, know two things. Public opinion has shifted on gay marriage. He knows that. And he also knows that ultimately these things will not be upheld. I understand J.B. Van Hollen has a responsibility to defend the law. I'm going to be honest with you. I think this fight is lost. I'm not saying that that's a good thing. And I think the things that I predicted about marriage are going to happen. I think you are going to see polygamy, that sort of thing, where there will be no coherent argument against it, that you will have the same constitutional right to that you will as same-sex marriage. But I think the fight is over. And one of the ways they've done it successfully, as I said, is to two years ago, the president of the United States, his stated position was he opposed gay marriage, same-sex marriage. Now you're seen as this caveman if you hold the same position he held 2 years ago. Scott Walker knows there is no sense in strongly defending it politically as a candidate for governor. What's going to happen, though, is he's going to be forced here. I'm surprised the Burke campaign and Democrats haven't pushed this harder already, and they did somewhat in their convention over the weekend, that they're going to make him take a stand here. How do you feel on gay marriage? Some of you will think this is buckling or giving up. I think we've already lost. I believe this fight is over. And I will say this. Liberals point to, well, straight marriage isn't much of an institution anymore anyway. They're the ones who wrecked it. They're the ones who, well, you should be able to just get out of a marriage the minute you're a little bit unhappy. Yeah, I will admit, the institution of straight marriage isn't that strong anymore, but this goes beyond that, and this removes the institution of marriage as it has existed. I understand how dire it is. I also understand where Scott Walker doesn't want to wade into this fight. I believe it's lost. And just 8 years ago, by a 60-ish to 40% margin, Wisconsinites approved this ban. I think if it were voted on again, which it won't be, it might go the other way by the same margin. And that's simply because a lot of conservatives, and Scott Walker among them, don't want to be vilified. We'll take calls in just a couple of minutes on this. 406-1360, 888-455-1360. I think the fight is over, and I'm not sure it's worth fighting this much more. Although I'm not underselling how big of a loss it is. But I think we've lost. We'll take calls on that in just a few minutes. 406-1360, 888-455-1360. It is 9:50. All right, on Saturday, I let my hair down a little bit. I indulged in some beverages and food that I haven't in a while. And sure enough, I stepped on the scale and I was up a little bit. But I got back. on my regimen, if you will, or just, it's not a regimen, my new lifestyle, after having lost about 65 pounds on Proactive Weight Loss Solutions. And I continue to try to lose a little more, and I'll get back on it, and I'll exercise, and I'll do those things. So many of you have asked, what about keeping the weight off afterwards? There is a plan for that. And I'm sticking to that plan even when I have a little fun every once in a while. Then you learn how to live the way you're supposed to live. My wife has lost about 20 pounds now, and she's got a ways to go before she gets to her goal. But when she does, she knows Dr. Littman will be there to help her into the transition back to quote-unquote normal life. Wherever you are, you can find out more. Call 920-268-1386, Dr. Jason Litwin, 920-268-1386.
The Jerry Bader Show.